It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking again.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch.
Drink of the week.
Us. Bring in the cart.
So this is the time of the week where we sample a new adult beverage Susie will make for us.
And this is a gin Bellini. It is gin and a Bellini.
I'm looking on the website of this gin. You have the Botanist.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild, forged, distilled.
Handcrafted off the island of Islay. Islay. Okay, so what I did was, this is kind of cool. I downloaded this app. It's called... Instacart. And so you can have, there's grocery stores and things, and you can have them deliver stuff to you, and they deliver from Specs. Who knew?
Oh, this is too convenient.
Who knew?
Uh-oh.
Delivery from Specs.
Wow.
So
don't abuse it.
That's what I did.
The game has changed.
They delivered it yesterday. I know. All right. So what you do is you get a glass, a rocks glass, and you put ice in it.
So they'll deliver like fast food places?
No, it's like grocery stores.
Okay, so they'll go to the store and
they'll
get the stuff.
They'll go to the store and get stuff. And they didn't have one of the things, so they texted me to see if I could substitute something, and we did, and it was really super cool.
There's a number of those services out there, and they're too easy now to get food and things delivered.
Yeah, and it delivered within an hour.
I didn't know that they could do liquor, though. Wouldn't they have to have someone check ID at the door?
Well, the guy who bought it had ID. I don't know exactly how that works, but it worked. Okay. Then you get some gin.
All right.
The Botanist. Forged, distilled.
Okay. Having problems opening that up. So
there,
if you could help me with that, Raj, while I get... and also this has to be open. Can you get that off there? Okay, so I'm going to start out with a shot each of peach puree. Uh-huh. This is the rabbit peach puree. And right. Specs had everything. They sent everything over. So you put it in a shaker of ice.
Okay.
So this is peach. It's like
very
a syrup.
Thick,
it's like a puree.
Look at that.
Peachy.
That's a lot of peach you're putting in.
It's a lot of peach.
My peach antenna is up.
It's a peach. I tell you, it's a peach. Okay.
My plum antenna is up.
Then you get your gin. Hand me the gin, please. And you put in a good shot of that. Smell it.
Good shot, meaning?
Ooh, ginny. A full shot with a little bit of overpour. Ooh, this smells really good.
Boy, you are pouring a lot of gin.
I feel like I'm a gin-soaked...
Dean, it's cold gin time again. Kiss taught us that.
All right, and then you get some lemon juice.
Okay.
And you just do a little dash. Dashy dash, not too much.
Yeah, we're dashing lemon. We're pouring gin.
Dashy dash. Then you get...
I didn't even
your
see
shaker.
Any,
the four drops came
I
out.
I didn't even see
it's
any
a drop
go
per
in.
Person.
That looks
you
like
are?
A dude who needs flow max.
You guys are always complaining about too much.
Maybe one more drop. There we go.
I don't know.
All right. There
no,
it is.
Oh, was that too much?
It all seems right. Like you're making this up as you go.
I kind of am. Okay, then you shake it.
Yep.
And you shake it until the frost forms on the outside. I hit myself in the head with the shaker. Until the frost forms. See that on Facebook? You can see the frost.
Does the champagne go in later?
Yes, it tops it off, because you don't want to shake champagne, Dean.
No,
that would be silly.
Don't get ahead of the game, Dean.
Come on, stop it.
She's making the drink. It's peachy still. Got kind of a off peach-colored look.
She's putting a little bit. Oh, there we go. More's going in.
She had to leave room for the champagne.
So would you say like two-thirds of this mixture goes in?
Right.
Okay.
And then you get your champagne.
Pop that cork.
And when you're mixing drinks,
come on.
You don't really need to use a... Oh, that's going to go right up his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Right into the armpit. All right, in the champagne now, topping off the gin Bellini.
Gin Bellini. It's a gin Bellini.
Gin Bellini.
Jim Bologna.
Jim Belushi.
And the Bellini was invented at Harry's Bar in Venice, Italy.
Interesting.
Where I have actually sat and had a Bellini.
Ah.
And that's it.
That's
your
it. That
drink.
Is it. Hey, Edmund,
did you ever have a Harry Bellini?
I like the looks of this color. It's kind of orangey. And,
right.
Let's try
Give it a try.
Looks refreshing.
I have high hopes.
Interesting.
Mm.
Some interesting flavors.
I love
there.
This like crazy.
Yeah, I gotta let this meld a little bit more.
This is my middle
it's
name.
Complex, Dean, like us.
Susie Ginbellini Hanks.
I don't even know where to start with the flavors. I mean,
it's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
A little peachy. You get the fizz from the champagne.
And you definitely get the gin. And yeah, the gin is crisp.
Okay. That was a really good sip right there. Yeah. Stirred it up a little bit. And this is like a professional drink.
It is. It's like something you would actually order somewhere.
For a big boy or woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to vote to swallow.
Swallow.
Swallow the whole thing.
It's
this is my drink of the summer.
About to get some breakfast tacos.
Yeah.
Susie has a purpose this summer.
Better get that specs delivered again.
Oh, yeah. Get ready.
All right. A winner. We're going to post that online on our social media. The Susie drink of the week.
Cheers.
Ginbellini.